Well, we've talked a bit about the nature of this relationship to have someone watching over your soul. But what happens in the context of that relationship? That's where we get to go and learn things. If we have someone watching over our soul and we're new to the kingdom of God, then there are many, many, many things that we have never really learned about before that we need to learn about from this one who has wisdom and experience, and he can teach us things about the kingdom of God that we never knew before. And if you are new to the kingdom of God, you really need to learn about these things before you start trying to disciple someone, or at least be learning very fast so that you can stay ahead of the one that you are trying to disciple. So what kinds of things should we be learning about? Well, perhaps the single most important thing that a disciple maker teaches his disciple and encourages in his disciple is how to recognize and be confident that we are hearing the voice of God. Every human being is continually hearing at least three different kinds of spirits. He's hearing the Spirit of God, of course, if he is a believer, because Jesus says that his sheep hear his voice. So he's definitely hearing the voice of God. He's also hearing the voice of his own spirit, and he's also hearing the voice of deceiving spirits, Satan and his demons. And the important thing is not for you to teach a person to hear God, because he already is hearing God if he's received Jesus as Lord. But it's to teach him how to discern, how to distinguish between what he hears from Satan and what he hears from God himself. The first element of that is understanding what the voice of Satan sounds like. Most of the time, Satan's voice tends to make people feel guilt or fear. Guilt because they have not done things right, or fear because they won't please God, or they will be embarrassed in front of other people, or any of those other fears that we have on the inside that get stirred up. We're going to be dishonored or disrespected, or people won't want to be our friend anymore. All those internal fears that the enemy is so good at stirring up. God the Father never, never, never motivates his children by fear or guilt. How do I know? Because the scripture tells us that God's perfect love casts out all fear. And it tells us that if we are in Christ Jesus, there is no condemnation for us, no guilt. So if you're hearing a voice that brings either guilt or fear, you're not hearing God's voice, you're hearing the enemy's voice. The other big voice that you will hear a lot is your own spirit. Now, what does your spirit sound like? Your spirit is always wanting to have you do what makes you comfortable, what is easy, what doesn't disturb the status of the way things have been. And your spirit always wants to control what's going on around you, but not necessarily control yourself. So for example, you're in a meeting and God says to you, I want you to go and speak to that man over there. And your spirit says, I'll go and speak to that man if he turns and smiles at me, so I know that he's comfortable with me coming. You see, your spirit is wanting to be comfortable and wanting to control the other person so that you will feel even more comfortable. Ah, but what does God's spirit sound like? God's spirit is always speaking lovingly to you. Always speaking lovingly to you. Even when he's correcting you with lots of love. And he is always encouraging you to take on the adventure of stepping out to do something, which if God himself does not participate with you, it cannot possibly work. You know, if the Spirit of God encourages you to go and pray for someone's healing, speak healing into a person's body, you know that can't work unless God himself shows up. Or if God asks you to go and prophesy to someone, you know that you cannot prophesy unless God himself shows up. So he's always offering you an adventure to walk in with him. And that's the important thing. It's with him. He enjoys your company. He wants to do things together with you. And when you are about your Father's business, you're never in it alone. Always the Holy Spirit is in it with you. So we learn to recognize that God's voice is an encouraging, gently challenging, loving voice. Our own voice is always trying to control what's around us and keep us comfortable. Satan's voice is always communicating to us fear and guilt. You might have noticed in society that Satan's voice has become predominant. The news media is always about fear or guilt. We never really look at any problem without looking at the question, who's to blame? I remember once when I was practicing law, I made a terrible mistake. I went into my boss and told him about it. And as I was leaving, I turned and I said to him, Jim, I'm really sorry. And his response just immediately was, oh, Stuart, it's all right, as long as we know who to blame. See, we're so much attuned to guilt and blame that it's almost automatic that we hear Satan's voice blaming someone. Look at the political rhetoric. It's all about whose fault is it? It's not about the adventure of what the nation can build with God. It's about whose fault is it that the nation has not already built everything. So learn to distinguish God's voice from anyone else's voice and teach your disciples to recognize God's voice. When you were a small child and you were allowed to go out and play with your friends in the yard or in the street, there was never any question in your mind when your mother stepped out on the porch and called you as to whose voice you were hearing. You will become so familiar with God's voice that you'll be just as certain that it's him when he speaks. And he'll always speak love to you. And I love you, and I remain his, thus yours.